540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. With close to 150 million of us expected to be on the move sometime this holiday weekend, how is the record travel going?
Pulling off one last summer getaway, Sean Williams from Queens, New York, headed to Georgia, was pleasantly surprised at what he saw at the security check-in.
Right now, it looks pretty good. I'd expect it worse.
Lori Bedard of Long Island was headed to Chicago for her niece's wedding and trying to hold on to summer as long as possible.
Absolutely. Always sad. Summer's great, but it's not over yet.
The Port Authority expects 2.3 million passengers to pass through its airports over the long holiday weekend. Marla Diamond for CBS News, New York.
As masks get more and more rare and all those people are in airplanes and trains, it's kind of easy to forget COVID-19. Well, it's far from gone, and officials are keeping a close eye on a new variant.
With cases on the rise, some retailers are running out of tests. Walgreens tells CBS News, we are seeing greater demand, which may cause temporary and isolated shortages. In Los Angeles, cases have doubled in the last month, with nursing homes hit hard.
There have only been a few times in the past year and a half when we saw this many new outbreaks in skilled nursing facilities, and these were during the previous summer and winter surges.
In New Jersey, one in four nursing homes are reporting an outbreak.
CBS News correspondent Elaine Quijano. In a federal courthouse in Washington, two prominent members of the far-right Proud Boys learned their prison sentences for their roles in the January 6, 2021 assault on the Capitol to try to prevent the certification of President Biden's election victory over then-President Donald Trump. Correspondent Willie James Inman.
Dominic Pozzola has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for his actions on January 6th. The Proud Boys member was the first to breach the U.S. Capitol using a police riot shield to smash a window. In court Friday, the 46-year-old was near tears, telling the judge he had given up politics in a plea for leniency. But as he was taken out of the courtroom, Pozzola raised his fist and shouted, "Trump won. Ha ha. You all know it."
The other Proud Boy member who led the group from Trump's speech that day to the Capitol was sentenced to 18 years in prison. In East Asia,
the South Korean military says North Korea has fired several cruise missiles into the sea off its west coast. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said they were analyzing the launches, which took place early on Saturday morning. It comes just days after the North fired two ballistic missiles into the sea in a display of anger over joint maneuvers between the South and the United States.
That is the BBC's David Harper, and this is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate. Matt Flynn Direct is sitting in for Mike Crute and Dom. They each have a well-deserved vacation day. I'm going to be running this show for the next 2 hours. Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct. Coming statewide on Civic Media, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And in the last hour, my good friend Todd Albo, one of the great hosts here at Civic Media, covered my show from 3 to 4. And at the very end, Todd and I were talking about an issue that's important to him, important to me, the issue of increasing threats against poll workers. Well, I want to build on that, and I want to bring something to your attention, very, very important. There was a case involving one of the January 6th assailants, insurrectionists, a guy named Brandon Fellows. And Brandon Fellows, he was representing himself, so I guess you could say in his representation of himself, he got up and there were outbursts. But it was a kangaroo court, it was a Nazi court, all that kind of thing. And the jury got scared. This is going beyond just poll workers. The jury got scared. Jurors are allowed to send notes to judges in these kinds of cases. And they sent him a handwritten note. They sent the judge a handwritten note, the jury did, and it said this, quote, "This just happened in the last couple of days. We wanted to confirm that the defendant does not have any personal information on individual jurors. And that includes name, address, etc." The judge wrote a handwritten response. And in the response, he said, quote, "Both parties are given limited biographical information on prospective jurors at the outset of the trial. The court collects these sheets from the parties at the conclusion of the trial." That's not good enough. Let me tell you something. With the grand jurors in the indictment of Donald Trump by Fannie Willis in Atlanta, under Georgia law, their names were published. Their names were published. Anybody could see them. The jurors in the January 6th Brandon Fellows trial didn't want their information published. Well, all of those jurors, all of those grand jurors in Atlanta are on the internet now with all of their personal information. You know how easy it is if you have somebody's name to find out their address, their phone number, through reverse directories, online, that kind of thing? Donald Trump has deliberately, ever since 2016, when he threatened Hillary Clinton, when he said, I hope the Second Amendment people take care of her, he said her bodyguard should be disarmed. He told his crowd, go ahead, you know, beat up these protesters and I'll pay your criminal legal fees. When Katie Tour, for Pete's sake, very nice person, at MSNBC was covering it. And that's Katie Tour. You know, she's part of that mainstream media, and they threatened her. She needed security to get to her car. That has been a tactic of Donald Trump that started in 2016, and it has not been seen, the threat of violence in our politics, since 1861 when Abraham Lincoln was elected. It has not been seen. It wasn't seen in Eisenhower, Roosevelt, Truman, Kennedy, Johnson, any of them, Carter, Reagan, Nick, any of them. Violence was never threatened. Violence is threatened now. It's also been threatened, of course, to healthcare workers, health inspectors during COVID. Many of them quit. Many of them quit. And I want to say this, when it comes to poll workers, which we discussed in the last segment, actually Todd Albaugh, my friend, discussed it, and we weighed in a little bit. The objective is to screw up our elections. The objective is to grind them to a halt. The objective is to scare folks into even being poll workers or jurors or witnesses. I mean, you know, much less prosecutors and judges. This idea of threat, this is an idea of threat from an autocratic right-wing crowd, was present in Germany, was present in Russia, it's present in Belarus, it's been present in a lot of places. Until the autocrat comes to power, and then he suppresses everybody. Now, with jurors, it's really especially important, witnesses and jurors, because witnesses are deterred from testifying. I'll tell you from experience here in Milwaukee County, and this is done not politically, but this is done by gangs in the inner city and the South Side. People are afraid to testify. Some of them have been killed. Some of their girlfriends have been killed. One of the biggest threats to criminal justice in Milwaukee right now, and I'm sure in a lot of other big cities, is just getting witnesses to testify, to getting people to serve as jurors. Because courtrooms are open and people can come in. Judges in some states, not Georgia, but some states, can protect the identities of the jurors. Let me tell you something. In New York, they did that. And you know what Donald Trump did? He filed a motion because he wanted the names of the jurors. The judge in the case involving Brandon Fellows, the January 6th insurrectionist, said, I collected all of the paper that we gave them with your names. Oh, great. Well, like they don't have cell phones back in their lawyer's office to take a picture of it. They don't have Xerox machines. They don't dictate it to a stenographer a sec. Give me a break. Give me a break. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, the comment I was going to make in the last hour is that Tommy Tuberville, they should check to see if he actually had met the qualifications to be a voter in the state of Georgia when he ran for senator there, because if he didn't maintain that, he shouldn't actually be senator there and should be charged as voter fraud. And as far as all these threats come in, is what has to happen now is law enforcement needs to come down on both feet in any kinds of threats like this of physical violence. I mean, that any kinds of these threats, so they have to arrest. They start just to have to arrest these people first and foremost, and you charge them as quickly as possible, and you jail them as quickly as possible. You give them the right to a speedy trial, and these people are making a threat against poll workers, against jurors, or anything like that. Enough of this nonsense that people have to feel under threat on this kind of thing. It's just absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. I mean, it's different if you're a politician, and the only threat I've made to politicians is I hope they never get a good night's sleep because they're chased by the furies in their sleep and made to endure the punishments of Tantalus and Sisyphus. But I mean that for these clowns to actually be threatening people, there needs to be immediate and swift action against these people making these threats. And
I couldn't Mark, I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm going to give you a little background, too. Previously, before Donald Trump, this had happened with the mafia and it happened with ISIS, jihadist fundamentalists. What they had to do in New York when they had a lot of those kinds of attacks, they designated one judge, a guy named Kevin Duffy. They got him a secure house in Connecticut for him and his family. FBI would escort his kids to school. And then what would happen? He would hear all the cases. He was under basically witness protection, even though he was a judge. Well, did you think that we would have to do this with the Republican Party, for Pete's sake? In the mafia, they had to do it with the Republican Party. Come on. Cindy, thank you very much. Cindy of Appleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Cindy?
Well, I agree with your last caller that they should prosecute these people and do something about the threats. But the problem is a lot of the law enforcement, you know, chiefs and police and sheriffs and all that are all MAGA people. They don't want to prosecute this stuff. They don't believe in it. They think that this is how it's supposed to be now. And that's the even sadder part. We have a police department that doesn't work for all of us anymore. They work for those, you know, kind of extreme people. And that's really the sad part of it all.
Yeah, Cindy, let me tell you, I have a slightly different opinion of most police. My great uncle was a police officer. My cousin was a police officer. I know a lot of police officers. They're very, very honest. By and large, most of them, the vast majority are very honest and they follow orders. And if the DA prosecutes somebody, they are going to follow through. For instance, here in Milwaukee, the threats coming from gangs who threaten witnesses and jurors and they don't show up. I mean, they think very appropriately, hey, is this worth my life? No, it's not worth my life. What we've got to do is restore a sense of order in our courts. And my point was simply this. In the past, we have done this with terrorists and the mafia. Why do we have to do it now with the Republican Party? This isn't the Republican Party I knew. This isn't the Republican Party of Eisenhower or Lee Dreyfus or Tommy Thompson. I mean, you know, I remember a time when I was the chairman of the Democratic Party. I was friends with a lot of the people in the Republican Party, and we differed on a lot of things. But, you know, there was a humor to it. There was no violence. Now what you have is Brandon Fellows, a January 6th defendant, one of the guys breaking into the windows and all that, is yelling about Nazis and all this in court and threatening people. And the jurors had to send a note. They had to send a note, a handwritten note. I've seen it, to the judge saying, this guy doesn't have our personal info, does he? And the judge went back and had to say, well, he has your names because I gave it to him. That judge, he didn't have to give him the names. In Georgia, some states you do. This is a federal judge. What you can do is you can say, I can disclose them to the lawyers. But the lawyers can't disclose them to a violent defendant because retrieving these pieces of paper does no good. When you release pieces of paper to a Donald Trump, what do you think, that he's not going to see it, for Pete's sake? I mean, come on. But Cindy, thanks a lot for the call. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. It's very, very important to prosecute all violence and threats. We're coming to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show, live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee. Only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 59
overnight under partly cloudy skies.
Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour.
A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow,
highs around 89. Lows dip down to about 65.
Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies.
A blend of clouds and sun Sunday,
decreasing clouds
by Monday,
highs in the mid-90s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Love is a burning thing.
Welcome back to Devil's Advocate. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Thanks so much for the great show. As usual, I thought Mr. Alba just really did a great dedication to you, and he did a good job. I just wanted to say that, you know, everybody that is watching what's going on in our country, I think that we're all in shock, and we've never seen anything like this before. But, you know, these are terrorists. Let's just face it. They go after our military. They go after all the pillars of democracy. They're trying to steal elections. You know, they're promoting violence. You know, they're attacking America from the inside out, and they all should be held accountable, and especially in our state too, when, you know, they're trying to get rid of a judge that was legally elected before she even listens to a case. I mean, this is outrageous, and I hope that people step up that legally can do something about this, because we need to put a stop to it, because it's destroying our country. And another bunch of people that the Republicans attack are also teachers and the education, right, and banning books. And, you know, right, I mean, they're attacking everything that's good in our country. Thank you, Matt, and you have a great weekend. Bye.
Thank you, Gene. That was a great call, as always. I'm going to respond to that. We are going to do something about Janet Protasiewicz, but let's go to the next caller. Charles of Green Bay, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Charles?
Just a couple of things. First of all, the Republican Party claims to be the party of law and order. Well, first of all, they're not law and ordering. Second of all, they've got, you know, everybody that they want, you know, playing games. For example, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene, Laura Boebert, you know, all these clowns. The thing is, you know, going to Janet Protasiewicz, she was elected by over 10% from her other candidate. Okay, what's the difference in stealing the election from Joe Biden, who won by whatever seven million votes or whatever it was, and Protasiewicz? There's no logic right to anything the Republican Party does. They are just absolutely. Let's see what we can do. Oh, by the way, about this problem we're having with all these, you know, people doing violence and all that stuff. First of all, you got to shut the leader up. Now, I didn't say who the leader was, but it could be somebody with the initials of DT, or it could be KM, or it could be MM, you know, or it could be JJ, or RJ. You got a whole bunch of them there. Hey, you have yourself a great weekend, Matt. It's been
all great right. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Charles. Excellent call. Yeah, let me bore down on that as we can the rest of the segment, and I may spill over to the next one. Janet Protasiewicz won by slightly over 10%. It was close to 11%. Now, Rebecca Bradley, now remember, there are two Bradleys. There's Ann Walsh Bradley, and there's Rebecca Grassl Bradley. Ann Walsh Bradley is an outstanding justice. She's up for election again next year. We support her 100%. Rebecca Grassl Bradley was one of the three judges that voted not to certify Joe Biden. She's an election denier. She's attacked Janet Protasiewicz and said, oh, you got to recuse yourself from the Fair Maps case. Well, there's a group called the Badger Project. It's a nonpartisan, citizen-supported journalism nonprofit. It's an excellent group. And they put out some facts, and we've talked about this issue before, but I want to put this out in spades right now. In 2017, a group of retired judges asked the Supreme Court to ban justices from ruling on cases involving an individual and organization that had donated to the justice. 5-2, all four conservatives and one other, they killed the proposal. Ziegler, and Annette Ziegler is one of them, but Rebecca Grassl Bradley too, both of them poo-pooed it. They said it's a violation of the First Amendment. It's unconstitutional, violates the state and federal constitutions, blah, blah, blah. They killed it. Now, Rebecca Grassl Bradley is coming around, popping up out of the tall grass and saying, no, but it does apply to Protasiewicz. Well, now, wait a minute. First of all, Protasiewicz has said, I won't hear any case where the Democratic Party is a party. I won't do it. And good for her. I mean, she said that and she meant it. And that is not what Rebecca Grassl Bradley did or the other when the Republican people were involved. But OK, but then she said, I'm not going to recuse myself from a thing having to do with maps. And here's the deal. Rebecca Grassl Bradley several years ago said the maps are just fine. She wants to sit on them. This fellow Kelly, who ran against Protasiewicz, said, I wouldn't touch the maps. They look great. Nobody said anything about him. But now, because it's Protasiewicz, they want to attack her. It's not going to work because the Supreme Court precedent is that the other justices can't require anybody to accuse themselves. The danger is that Voss and the Republicans are now saying that they want to impeach her, even though, now listen to this, even though she hasn't even ruled on a case and done nothing wrong. Well, let's take a quick look at the statute. The statute says that the assembly may impeach an elected official by a majority vote in specific reasons, for specific reasons, colon, corrupt conduct in office or for the commission of a crime or misdemeanor. Hey, I got news for Voss. Janet Protasiewicz has never committed a crime or a misdemeanor. She's very, very honest. One of the most honest people I know. She's not guilty of corrupt conduct. She's not guilty of any conduct because she has been on the thing about a month. She hasn't heard any cases. So if they try that, the Supreme Court should simply say that's an illegitimate impeachment and not even react to it at all. Not even react to it at all. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. As a record-breaking summer travel season comes to an end, correspondent Chris Van Cleef tells us...
So far this summer, the airlines have performed very well. Cancellations down about 21% compared to last year. They're running full, but if it's any indication through this summer, they've handled the rush pretty well.
But as summer gives way to fall, there's also the annual reminder this time of year about COVID-19, mostly under control but far from gone.
A lot of folks that are in the hospital and ending up with more severe illness are the undervaccinated or those who are unvaccinated.
Correspondent Elaine Quijano. In Washington, two prominent members of the Proud Boys were sentenced to prison for their roles in the 2021 January 6th pro-Trump riot at the Capitol.
Judge Tim Kelly said he believes these cases are serious, and he believes 10 to 15 to 17 years in prison is a pretty serious prison sentence.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show, live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
New head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, and 98.1 FM.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
Well, first of all, I have a deal for those Republicans who want to impeach Judge Protasiewicz. Let her recuse herself, but only if Hagedorn, who apparently had a hand originally in designing these maps, recuses himself too, because he's got at least as much of a commitment there as she does. Though that's not what I actually called about. I was calling about the violence in our political system. And there's no doubt that politicians, specifically Republican politicians, have encouraged the violence and threats of violence we see. They've made such things as statements, you know, I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and not lose any voters. And the same guy telling his audience, beat up protesters. And others publishing, for instance, cartoon animations of the murder of some of their Democratic colleagues. I think it's more complicated than that. Between the six venomous Supreme Court snakes who keep undermining our gun safety legislation, and the state legislators who give concealed carry, permitless carry, open carry, stand your ground. Those are laws. Some of those who kill unarmed people, and they claim it was because they felt threatened. They've actually been exonerated in the courts, and you've read about that, so have I. When others see no consequences in such cases, they're going to feel violence is okay. I think that is a factor in this.
Right. And, you know, you were referring, that was very interesting. You were referring to that. It was sort of a video or some kind of a thing where Paul Gosar of Arizona put out, it was one of these Japanese anime things. And in it, he killed Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, killed her. And he also attacked and injured Joe Biden. I got to tell you something. When they start threatening poll workers and all this, it's disgusting and terrible. But the law, if you threaten the president of the United States, that's a felony. And they enforce that really hard. I am amazed that Gosar putting out a Japanese anime video and of him attacking Joe Biden did not get prosecuted. I think that they were afraid he's a congressman, blah, blah. I'm tired of these people. I'm very tired of them. Some of them try to circumvent. There was a metal detector. Nancy Pelosi didn't want guns on the floor. They walked around the metal detector. Several of them pulled them out. It was disgusting. Yeah, Jack, thanks a lot for calling out. Adrian of Madison, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling, Adrian. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. On the subject of the specter of violence in our electoral system, one thing that's clear to me is that Donald Trump views winning the upcoming election as his only means of avoiding imprisonment. And therefore, he's going to pull out all the stops to try and avoid losing the election. And that includes calling on his supporters to endorse and enact another violent January 6th type scenario. And also, obviously, they're going to try another fake elector scam. But I just think the public needs to be aware that Donald Trump and his supporters are just they're going to stop at nothing to win this election.
Right. No. You hit the nail on the head. He's on a revenge tour and he's on a get out of jail free tour. That's all it is. And you know who helped him out was this Eileen Mercedes Cannon, the judge down in Mar-a-Lago, who held up the initial investigation of the stolen classified documents, which, by the way, and I'll say it on this show as I always have on my own. By the way, they were kept, in bathrooms and unlocked storage facilities, towel rooms, and this and that and the other thing. Did you know that right after that happened for a year, there was a sad spike in our undercover agents in Russia and elsewhere around the world who were captured and executed? There's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump did that not because he was sloppy or because he's a hoarder. He did it to give access to the Russians, the Saudi Arabians, and then also, by the way, the Chinese and the Iranians got it as well. This guy is a traitor to the United States.
That's treason there.
Yeah, no, it is. And it is treason. And the truth of the matter is, it's not only is it treason, but it resulted in the deaths of people. And he is, for the first time since the 1860s, injected violence back into our system. We have got to stand up against it. Thanks a lot for calling, Adrian. Excellent call. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Hi, Matt. I want to expand on what ABC News just broadcast during your break about this great jobs report that has just come in. It's great in a number of respects. 187,000 jobs added during August, and but it's also very important to realize that this represents 32 straight months of job growth. It's slowing down just as the inflation-fighting Fed would have it do. And so that is very consistent with the so-called soft landing that
right,
we all want.
Right. Bill, and thanks a lot for calling. Thanks a lot for calling in. The I'd like a little bit of good news, and you just gave it to us. We're talking about violence and a lot of other things. But one thing, we take the eye off the ball. All of our discussions tend to be Donald Trump and his treachery and this, that, and the other thing. At some point, he sucks all the oxygen out of the room and he gets too much name recognition. The reason to vote for Joe Biden over Donald Trump is a lot of things, and we talk about them a lot on the show. But Bill O'Shorewood just made an excellent point. The jobs report did just come out. 7,000 jobs. Unemployment is 3.8. It's still below 4%. Over time, it's been the lowest since 1969. Joe Biden has recaptured all of the jobs that were lost from the pandemic and a million more. All of the jobs lost in the pandemic and a million more. And let me tell you another statistic, and this one blew me away. There are only two presidents in American history, since we started keeping records, that at the end of their presidency, there were fewer jobs than when they started, because population goes up, jobs get created. And the two of them, one of them is Donald Trump, and I assume the other one was Herbert Hoover. I mean, the Depression happened right after that. The Republicans can't be trusted with money. Some steal it, some waste it, and some are swindled out of it. Scott Walker was swindled out of it in the Foxconn deal. Scott Walker turned down $1 billion in Medicaid money that was our money, and then it just went to other states because he wouldn't take it. But then what he did was he billed us again for it, and he used taxpayer money to make up the difference. He said he was a conservative. What do you mean he's a conservative? What kind of conservative is that? He turned down $1 billion for trains. It would have connected Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire, and eventually the Twin Cities. Terrific. You know, we don't get much money in this state. We don't have Navy bases like they do in Florida and South Carolina. We don't have space stations. We got nothing from the federal government except thank you. Well, but we're hardworking. We say you're welcome. We suddenly get $1 billion for trains. I don't want to get all into this. I just want to say this. That was very good news from Bill O'Shorewood. Jobs, jobs, jobs. If you are in doubt as to who to vote for in this coming election, think about it. Think about it long and hard. We just reelected a senator, unfortunately, Ron Johnson, who has advocated sunsetting Social Security and revoting on it every year. Yeah, that's right. And Scott, the guy is the senator from Florida, said, no, it should be sunsetted every 5 years. Oh, great. Social Security, Medicare. Do you really think that Ron Johnson thought that we could vote on Social Security and reinstate it every year when we can't even agree on a continuing resolution to keep the government open beyond September 30? Give me a break. If you vote Republican, you vote for people who can't handle money. They can't be around money. They're not all crooks. Believe me, they're not all crooks. Some of them, though, get swindled. Some of them waste it, and some of them just devote it to their donors in tax cuts that are heavily weighted to the top 1-2%. So don't get me started. Thank you for the good news, Bill O'Shorewood. We want to get back to some, sadly, perhaps bad news. Glenn Beck, remember him? What a guy. Glenn Beck interviewed Trump just now. Glenn Beck, right-wing nut. And here's a question he posed. You know, we're talking about violence. Here's a question he goes, quote, you yelled lock her up in 2016, Mr. Trump. Do you now regret not locking her up? Talking about Hillary Clinton. He's talking about his opponent. Quote, you yelled lock her up in 2016, Mr. Trump. Do you now regret not locking Hillary Clinton up? And here's Trump's response. Quote, the answer is you have no choice, because they're doing it to us, end quote. Are you kidding me? He's talking about the January 6th defendants He's talking, you know, the insurrectionists. He's talking about the 19 felony defendants in Atlanta. He's talking about him. He's talking about him. That's who he's talking about. He's talking about the Attorney General of Michigan is prosecuting the fake electors. The DA of Fulton County, Atlanta, is prosecuting 19 of them. That's only a DA. Jack Smith is prosecuting Donald Trump for the Green Bay sweep, for the fake elector, the whole bit. I got to say this again. Wisconsin, Josh, prosecute the state electors. We have 10 of them. Prosecute every one of them. Prosecute Ron Johnson because he had the fake electors in his pocket. He had the fake electors in his pocket from Michigan. And according to paragraph 101 of the federal indictment by Jack Smith, he also had the Wisconsin electors in his pocket, the fake ones. Paragraph 64 of Fannie Willis's complaint, prosecution against 19 criminal, they're criminal defendants until they're not criminals till they're proven guilty, but there's a lot of stench coming out of that, the facts. She cites a meeting in Wisconsin as part of the RICO charge down there that includes the present chairman of the Republican Party in Wisconsin. He's not a defendant. I want to make that clear. But there's plenty to go on in prosecuting the fake electors in this state, including the 10, Ron Johnson, Voss for setting up the hearing and then trying to conceal it. And take a good look at Fitzgerald. Take a good look at him. Get him before a John Doe or a grand jury and find out what, and get them all. And, you know, you want a little violence? I don't, but I'm going to give you a little violence right now. This is very sad. This is dribbled down to the state level. The Alabama Attorney General, the guy named Steve Marshall, all right, he's the Alabama Attorney General. He just said, we are going to prosecute people who help women travel out of state to get an abortion as part of a criminal conspiracy, end quote. Let me repeat that. Steve Marshall, Alabama Attorney General, just said, quote, we will prosecute people who help women, what, give them bus fare, drive them over a state line, who help women travel out of state to get an abortion as part of a criminal conspiracy. Right now in states like Alabama, states like Oklahoma, state like Texas, because of the Dobbs decision, 5-4, by the way, it was only 5-4. And Clarence Thomas, the guy who takes money, was the swing vote. Right now, if a woman in one of those states has an ectopic pregnancy, her lawyer, her doctor says, you're going to get sepsis. You may get sepsis. You could die. And there's a lot of health concerns here. Now she will be prosecuted for going out of state. Out of state. That is unconstitutional. This is the kind of violence threatened, Trump threatening to lock them up again because they're locking him up. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. And the truth of the matter is, these people have to be prosecuted. We need much tougher prosecutions of threateners of our political system. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 59. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 65. Temps well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Devil's Advocate with Matt Flynn, direct as guest host. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. All right, let's throw out a little good news. Some good Republicans, there are some. You know that Liz Cheney is, you know Adam Kinzinger is, you know you have a handful who are. I was pleasantly surprised. We have to do this in moderation. I was pleasantly surprised that down in Georgia, two of the top-ranking Republicans in the state, probably the two top-ranking Republicans, have very forcefully shot down the Republican attack on Fannie Willis in Georgia. Let's review the bidding here. Remember what happened. The minute Fannie Willis realized she let out signals that she might be prosecuting Donald Trump, they passed a law. The law said that there would be a judicial commission that could at any time simply yank a district attorney. And they put in a lot of baloney. You know, they said, well, if they're not doing their job, if they do something wrong or they're neglecting their duties. And the ostensible reason they gave for, and they said, we're thinking of yanking Fannie Willis. Why are they thinking of yanking Fannie Willis? Because she does not prosecute marijuana cases. Possession. I'm not talking about cartels. She prosecutes a lot of drug cases and gang cases, but like individual possession by somebody of a small amount, she doesn't. And also she does not prosecute doctors who are OBGYNs who provide medical care to women. If someone in the Republican Party doesn't like it, oh, we got to get rid of her. We got to get rid of her. It was all a scam. We know it was a scam. Well, just now, two very favorable things. And I want to say this because this show and a lot of shows of Civic Media are listened to by independents and by Republicans. And I'm glad about that. We need two parties in this country. We need a center right party and a center left party. We need them. We need a good center right party, the Republican Party. Republican Party's name has basically been hijacked by people who are fascists. It's a fascist cult of Trump. Now, in Georgia, the governor, Brian Kemp, Brian Kemp is the governor. And I was not for him. I was for Stacey. She's terrific. She didn't make it. But he just put out a statement and he was pretty dismissive. He said, quote, there's no evidence that there is any action or lack thereof by Fannie Willis to justify an action by the Oversight Commission. Read, they can't yank her. To justify an action by this Judicial Oversight Commission. As long as I am governor, this is what he says, we're going to follow the law and the Constitution, regardless of who it helps or harms politically. I'm going to read that again. This is Governor Brian Kemp, is a very conservative Republican. Trump is on his case because he wouldn't overturn the election in Georgia, said that Biden had won. Here's what Brian Kemp just said about Fannie Willis. Quote, no evidence. There's no evidence that there is any action or lack thereof by Fannie Willis to justify an action by the Oversight Commission, which means yanking her. As long as I am governor, we're going to follow the law and the Constitution, regardless of who it helps or harms politically. Now, outstanding. But there's another guy who I'd never heard of before, and this blew me away because I pictured all of them down there basically picking their teeth with a Bowie knife and, you know, ready to sink it into somebody. This is from their House Speaker, a guy named John Burns, House Speaker. And here's what he says, Republican, House Speaker. Quote, calls to defund, because this is the other thing. They would say, well, let's just cut off her salary and all her investigators and all that. Quote, calls to defund Fannie Willis's office flaunts the idea of separation of powers, if not outright violates it. We continue to have a few members of the General Assembly. These are all Republicans he's talking about. We continue to have a few members of the General Assembly making misleading or false claims about the General Assembly's lawful powers regarding an ongoing criminal case before our judiciary. That is powerful stuff. This is from this John Burns. Calls to defund Willis's office flaunt the idea of separation of powers, if not outright violate it. We continue to have a few members, read Republican members of his caucus, of the General Assembly making misleading or false claims about the General Assembly's lawful powers regarding an ongoing criminal case before our judiciary. I'll tell you two things. Did you ever hear Robin Voss say that? There are people in my own gerrymandered Republican caucus who have been making misleading or false claims. Are you kidding me? He's making misleading and false claims. He's part of the problem in this state. Apparently in Georgia, they have a speaker who thinks for himself. And the second thing I want to say is, remember, the Congress of the United States under Kevin McCarthy, there is now a resolution and there may end up being legislation proposed to defund Jack Smith, to defund the Department of Justice, to defund anybody they can get their hands on. They're in Congress. This guy's an assemblyman, albeit the speaker. And he goes, we continue to have a few members of the General Assembly making misleading or false claims about the General Assembly's lawful powers regarding an ongoing criminal case before our judiciary. And calls on to defund her flaunt the idea of separation of powers. Hey, Burns, why don't you get yourself elected to a Republican seat in the Congress in Georgia and go up to Washington, D.C., and tell that to Kevin McCarthy. Tell that to the Freedom Caucus. Tell that to the fascists and the Republican caucus up there. You're right, Burns. You're right. And good for you. But that is something I want to say. Much of my show every day and much of a lot of people's shows has been pointing out the threat to our democracy. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It creeps in one decision at a time, one judicial decision at a time, one vote at a time, one speech at a time, one act of violence at a time. It creeps in on little cat's feet. Well, that means accentuating and talking about what Donald Trump is doing and what the Republican caucus is doing. This is an example of a Republican caucus and leadership in one of the reddest of states, Georgia, one of the reddest of states, who are doing the right thing in this instance. They have shut down the attempt to yank Fannie Willis. And that's more important than we can ever really appreciate, because the Republican Party is not unanimous. It's not monolithic. It's not monolithically violent, fraudulent, crooked, and treacherous. A lot of them are, Trump is, but a lot of them aren't. And I want to salute them and say, take back your party. We need a good center-right party. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Change your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams of white.
Sport.
hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.